Hi, this is Dark Journalist. Thank you for joining me. Now, this is a special preview of my in-depth report that I'll be presenting on New Year's Day at 4 p.m. Eastern concerning the Harry Reid, Tom DeLonge, New York Times UFO op brought to you by the CIA. This operation was very slick and planned out by psychological warfare elements inside the deep state using some unwitting opportunists in the public eye. Now, first off, elements connected with the Hillary Clinton team, including John Podesta and former Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid, were working with a public frontman, a former Blink-182 singer Tom DeLonge, to create a scenario of a UFO threat disclosure. They arranged this op with active and retired intel officers to pretend UFO disclosure was at hand. When Hillary Clinton unexpectedly didn't get in the White House, the plan continued to roll by insiders at CIA, but was badly bungled when DeLonge flubbed the rollout of his for-profit space venture, Academy to the Stars, by pushing for stock investment and allowing too many CIA meddlers in the mix. Then DeLonge's disastrous appearance on the Joe Rogan podcast, where he couldn't answer even the most basic UFO questions, almost caused the entire op to be aborted. DeLonge started to tweet his frustration to his insiders, saying they were making him look bad by not releasing the classified info that they had promised to. Eventually, a deal was struck, and DeLonge would withdraw from the spotlight on the UFO disclosure op, and former Senator Harry Reid would take the lead as the face of disclosure. The UFO CIA op was timed for late December. In case it didn't go well, it could easily be washed away in holiday activities and become just a bad memory. The New York Times, which was already on board to work with CIA elements seeking to manipulate the public, ran a feature that put forward the story of a disgruntled ex-intelligence officer named Luis Elizondo coming forward to expose a $22 million UFO research program that ended in 2012. This program had been greenlighted by Harry Reid and was called the Advanced Aerospace Threat Identification Program, or AATIP. Everything about the program was handled by Reid contributor Robert Bigelow of Bigelow Aerospace. Elizondo's appearance came with an odd, grainy video of what appeared to be a UFO and what was supposedly two Navy pilots discussing it. The first oddity was that the camera footage contained strange code words like slave, and the Navy pilot banter was unusually scripted. Elizondo's story itself was quite odd, even if he didn't like how the government had handled the UFO issue. As an intelligence officer, if he had said anything that wasn't approved by the CIA or DIA, he would have been arrested on the spot for revealing classified info. Elizondo's background, by the way, was counterintelligence, that's psychological warfare. Although there are many links in the chain, his ultimate boss was Obama CIA director John Brennan, known as the Drone King for his high civilian casualty rate in warfare. The rest of the CIA team around this showed the fingerprints of black ops. The New York Times article, strangely enough, didn't include DeLonge at all. The switch to Harry Reid as the face of this inside UFO disclosure was becoming complete. Harry Reid would soon tweet out, "The truth is out there," about UFOs. This bizarre sequence of events was played out with the help of the mainstream media, and the term threat was inserted everywhere the word UFO was mentioned. But why the CIA UFO op? Why now? This is what we'll answer in my special report. This report will feature the history of the Bush-Reagan Star Wars SDI program and former President Jimmy Carter's early efforts at UFO disclosure, along with the deep state efforts to stop it and control the issue for its own purposes. We're going to look deeply at the ringmasters of this entire DeLonge, Reid, New York Times UFO op, like the CIA's top scientist, Ron Pandolfi, former deputy director of CIA, Bobby Inman, and the rest of the CIA team peddling false UFO disclosure as a means to create a new threat to defend against. The CIA is suddenly in the business of defending the world from a UFO menace. Funny, only 3 years ago they admitted to causing the UFO panic of the 50s and 60s. In fact, they used tricks to distract the public from the reality of UFOs at the time because they sought the exotic technology behind the phenomena and erected a wall of secrecy and a secret corridor of finance to develop it. New research by former Assistant Secretary of HUD Catherine Austin Fitz and Professor Mark Skidmore of $21 trillion missing from the DOD and HUD may also play a role in this UFO fear tactic. President Trump's announcement of a DOD audit probably reflects the fact that he was left out of the loop of this fake UFO disclosure. In fact, journalist George Knapp said Trump wasn't told about the article until it had actually happened. Now, in an interesting twist, just as this report hits the internet, the Department of Defense is now saying the recent stories are confused and that they didn't even release the UFO footage. Which leads us to this question. Did the New York Times get punked by the CIA, Harry Reid, and Tom DeLonge? And will DeLonge eventually be left holding the stooge mantle of fake disclosure? I'm going to explain the deep state machinations and the very real fight over the UFO issue in the corridors of power in Washington and beyond. Please join me on January 1st, 2018 at 4 p.m. Eastern, live right here on YouTube at youtube.com/darkjournalist. Go to darkjournalist.com and sign up for the free newsletter so you don't miss any of the exciting episodes we have coming up. See you soon.
So, you know, to me, Tom DeLonge is, don't worry about the $21 trillion. They were protecting you from the aliens. Just say thank you and move on.